Global stock markets faltered today amid uncertainty about the impact of the massive U.S. financial bailout plan. The fall follows a sharp slide on Wall Street yesterday after doubts over the speed at which it can be introduced have emerged from both Democrats and Republicans. In the lead-up to the November presidential elections, the economy has become the overriding issue for American voters. Tom Schellenberger is a policy advisor on urban and economic issues at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. He outlined for us the main differences in Democrat and Republican economic policies.
The Republican Party approaches it from a very individual point of view. They believe that government needs to be present to protect the American individuals from fraud and abuse, but for the most part that businesses need to be freed of regulation and their innovation and creativity supported so that they can create jobs and move the American economy forward. The Democrats, on the other hand, believe that while it's important that businesses not be restricted and in terms of direction and growth, but that they seek to build through R&D, through research and development, and to help direct the economy in ways that maintain jobs and approaches within the American economy. So there's a much more structured approach to economics in an economic response among the Democrats, which the Republicans would say restricts and drives business away from the American economy. So they're just two different approaches, all within the American free enterprise system. One looks at the need for more regulation, the Democrats, to be able to direct the economy in certain ways, and the Republicans look to free the economy to be able to make it grow.